This podcast of Around the World in 80 Days by Jules Verne, adapted for radio and directed by Sidney Grossberg Ranga, was performed by Gotham Radio Theater in June of 2012. We hope you enjoy it.
Our sponsor this week will be Trans World Airlines. And now, welcome your host for this evening's performance, Louis Gugliano.
Thank you! Thank you! It's a pleasure to be back in the Gotham studio. I'd like to welcome our cast for Around the World in 80 Days, beginning with Phileas Fogg, direct from the RKO lot, where he just completed filming his stage success, The Captain's Men, Charles Pembroke.
Yeah. Hello, Louis. So delighted to be here in the Gotham studios.
Well, it was nice of you to fly back east for Around the World.
Yes, I flew Trans World Airlines, and here I am, refreshed and ready to work.
I always fly TWA, and now we have Fogg's partner in travel, direct from Broadway, South Pacific, Fred Wong, who will be playing Passepartout.
Hey, Louis. I'm looking forward to my journey, and Mr. Rogers' music's got nothing on yours. Oh, wait till you hear the score that Louis has created.
Why, thank you, Fred. And direct from her New Haven success in the Philadelphia Story, Miss Judy Ravine.
It's so exciting to be here tonight. I always just love this book.
Judy will be playing the lovely Aouda this evening. And joining Ping at the sound effects table. Hello, Ping. Yeah. And rounding out our cast, a voice you've certainly heard if you've ever listened to the radio, Otto Smearcase.
A pleasure to be joining this wonderful cast and our sponsor. Well, whenever I return home, I always fly TWA.
Across the U.S. and overseas, you can depend on TWA. And now, we find ourselves in the year 1872. We are in the front hall of Mr. Phileas Fogg, as Passepartout, the incoming butler, is being interviewed by the outgoing butler, Mr. James Forster. As you are a bit before time, do you have any questions?
Well, let me see, I've heard Mr. Fogg is rich.
Undoubtedly, but he is not lavish nor avaricious, for whenever he knows that money is needed for a noble, useful, or benevolent purpose, he supplies it anonymously.
Does he travel?
It is likely, for no one seems to know the world more familiarly. But it is certain that Phileas Fogg has not absented himself from London for many years.
His family?
He is not known to have either wife or children, relatives, or near friends. I have sufficed to serve him for many years.
Is a typical day?
He breakfasts and dines at the Reform Club at hours mathematically fixed. Never taking his meals with other members. There he also reads the papers and plays whist. Mr. Fogg plays not to win, but for the sake of playing. He returns here at exactly midnight, only to retire at once to bed. He rises at exactly 8 o'clock, has tea and toast at precisely 23 minutes past eight. His shaving water at 37 minutes past nine, and the toilet at 20 minutes before 10. He leaves the house promptly 11:30. While he is out, you have charge of the house.
This job seems to afford a great deal of free time. Why are you leaving it, if I may ask?
Because I brought his shaving water at 84 degrees Fahrenheit instead of 86. Now, if you do not wish to lose this job before you begin it, the new servant.
You are a Frenchman, I believe, and your name is Jean?
Jean, if monsieur pleases. Jean Passepartout. A surname which has clung to me because I have a natural aptness of going out of one business into another. I've been an itinerant singer, a circus rider, when I used to vote like Léotard and dance on a rope like Blondin. Then I was a sergeant fireman in Paris and assisted at many a big fire. But I quitted France 5 years ago, and wishing to taste the sweets of domestic life, took service as a valet here in England. I have come to Monsieur in the hope of living with him a tranquil life and forgetting even the name of Passepartout.
Passepartout suits me. You are well recommended to me. You know my conditions.
Yes, Monsieur.
Good. What time is it?
11:22.
You are too slow.
Pardon me, Monsieur?
By my watch, you are 4 minutes too slow. No matter. It's enough to mention the error. Now, from this moment, 11:29 this Wednesday, 2 October, you are in my service.
Face, I've seen people at Madame Tussauds as lovely as my new master. We shall get on together, Mr. Fogg and I. What a domestic and regular gentleman. A real machine. Well, I don't mind serving a machine.
Well, Ralph, what about that robbery?
I hope we may soon put our hands on the robber. Skillful detectives have been sent to all the principal ports, inspired by the profit reward of £2,000 and 5% on the sum that they recover. He'll be a clever fellow if he slips through their fingers.
But have you got the robber's description?
In the first place, he's no robber at all.
What, a fellow who makes off with £55,000? No robber?
No.
Perhaps he's a manufacturer, then.
The Daily Telegraph says that a well-dressed gentleman of polished manners and with a well-to-do air had been observed going to and fro in the paying room where the crime was committed. A description of him has been sent to the detectives round the world.
That description could fit any of us, gentlemen. I maintain that the chances are in favor of the thief, who must be a shrewd fellow.
Well, but where can he fly to? No country is safe for him.
Oh, I don't know that. The world is big enough.
It was once. Cut the card, sir.
What do you mean by once? Has the world grown smaller?
Certainly, I agree with Mr. Fogg. That is why the search for this thief would be more likely to succeed.
Be so good as to play, Mr. Stewart.
So, because you can go round the world in 3 months?
In 80 days.
Fogg is right, gentlemen. Only 80 days, now that the section between Rotho and Allahabad on the Great Indian Peninsula Railway has been opened. Oh, here is the estimate made by the Daily Telegraph. From London to Suez by rail and steamboats, 7 days. On to Bombay by steamer, 13. Bombay to Calcutta by rail, 3. To Hong Kong by steamer, 13. Yokohama by steamer, 6. San Francisco by steamer, 22. Then New York by rail, 7. Finally, New York to London by steamer and rail, 9. Total, 80 days.
Yes, in 80 days. But that doesn't take into account bad weather, shipwrecks, railway accidents, and so on.
All included.
But suppose the Hindus or Indians pull up the rails, pillage the luggage vans, and scalp the passengers.
All included, two trumps.
You are right, theoretically, Mr. Fogg, but practically.
Practically also, Mr. Stewart.
Heaven preserve me, but I would wager £5,000 that such a journey is impossible.
Quite possible.
Well, make it then.
The journey around the world? In 80 days?
Yes.
Well, I should like nothing better.
When?
At once. Only I warn you that I shall do it at your expense.
Well, Mr. Fogg, I will wager the 5,000 on it.
Calm yourself, my dear Stuart. It's only a joke.
When I say I'll wager, I mean it.
All right, I have a deposit of 20,000 at Baring's, which I will willingly risk upon it.
But, Mr. Fogg, 80 days are only the estimate of the least possible time in which the journey can be made.
A well-used minimum suffices for everything.
But in order not to exceed it, you must jump mathematically from the trains upon the steamers, and from the steamers upon the trains again.
I will jump, mathematically.
You are joking.
A true Englishman doesn't joke when he's talking about so serious a thing as a wager. I will bet £20,000 against anyone who wishes that I will make the tour of the world in 80 days. Do you accept?
I'd like to see that.
We accept!
Good! The train leaves for Dover at 9:15. I will take it.
This very evening?
This very evening. As today is Wednesday, 2 October, I shall be due in London in this very room of the Reform Club on Saturday, 21 December at 9:15 p.m. Or else the £20,000 now deposited in my name at Baring's will be yours, gentlemen.
Passepartout.
Passepartout!
But it is not midnight.
I know it. We start for Dover in 10 minutes.
Monsieur is going to leave home?
Yes, we're going round the world.
Round the world?
In 80 days, so we haven't a moment to lose.
But the trunks...
We'll have no trunks, only a carpet bag, with 2 shirts and 3 pairs of stockings for me, and the same for you. We'll buy our clothes on the way. Make haste! You've forgotten nothing.
Nothing, monsieur.
Good. Take this carpet bag. Take good care of it. For there are 20,000 pounds.
20,000?
Yes. Please lock the door behind us while I get a cab.
It has been years since
Conductor, where can I get this passport stamped?
Right this way, monsieur.
And the train to Italy?
But aren't we going out into the streets of Paris? There's so much to see.
There is no time for seeing on this trip, Passepartout. Our next train leaves in... precisely 20 minutes.
There are trains to Italy very often, are there not?
Oui, every hour on the hour.
You see, Mr. Fowl?
We have not an hour to spare. Passepartout, please get us fresh clothes and meet me at the dock.
Yes, sir. And how much time before our boat leaves?
2 hours.
Oh, and how long will we be at sea?
We arrive in Suez in 3 days.
Oh, I will be at the dock. Excuse me, sir.
Si.
Where can I get gentlemen's clothing?
Non capisco l'inglese.
Ah, parlez-vous français?
No. Did you see the morning papers?
There's not one that hasn't reported Fogg's tour of the world.
And the wagering has begun in earnest. I don't think there is a man in this club that hasn't put money on one side or the other.
Where do you suppose he is now?
Have patience, Detective Fix. The ship from Italy always arrives at Suez at 3 o'clock. But I don't see how you'll be able to recognize your man.
A detective as experienced as I rather feels the presence of these fellows, Consul, than recognizes them. You must have a scent for them. And a scent is like a sixth sense which combines hearing, seeing, and smelling. I've arrested more than one of these gentlemen in my time, and if my thief is on board, he'll not slip through my fingers.
I hope so, Mr. Fix, for it was a heavy robbery.
A magnificent robbery, Consul. £55,000.
I hope you succeed, but I fear you'll find it far from easy. Don't you see that the description which you have there has a singular resemblance to an honest man?
Consul, great robbers always resemble honest folks. Fellows who have rascally faces have only one course to take, and that is to remain honest. Otherwise, they would be arrested offhand. The artistic thing is to unmask honest countenances. It's no light task, I admit, but a real art. It's 3 o'clock, and the steamer doesn't come.
She can't be far off now.
How long will she stop at Suez?
4 hours. Long enough to get in her coal.
And does she go from Suez directly to Bombay?
Without putting in anywhere.
Good. If the robber is on board, he will no doubt get off at Suez so as to reach the Dutch or French colonies to avoid capture.
And here she is now. I must return to my office.
Look at that man racing off the boat.
Sir, could you point out the English consulate? I must get this passport visaed.
From this description, this is certainly not your passport.
No, it is my master's.
And your master is?
He stayed on board.
But he must go to the consul's in person so as to establish his identity.
Oh, is that necessary?
Quite indispensable.
And where is the consulate?
There, on the corner of the square.
I'll go and fetch my master, who won't be much pleased, however, to be disturbed.
Consul, from the description of that passport, I have strong reasons for believing that my man is on his way here.
Well, Mr. Fix, I shall not be sorry to see the rascal's face.
I hope you will not visa the passport.
If the passport is genuine, I have no right to refuse.
But still, I must keep this man here until I can get a warrant to arrest him. From London.
I'm afraid I cannot help.
May I go into the next room?
Yes. Come in.
I was told I had to present my passport to get it visaed here.
Let me see. You are Mr. Phileas Fogg?
I am.
And this man is your servant?
He is, a Frenchman named Passepartout.
You are from London?
Yes.
And you are going...
to Bombay.
Oh, very good, sir. You know that a visa isn't needed if you're going to a British colony and that no passport is required?
I know it, sir, but I wish to prove by your visa that I came by Suez.
Very well, sir.
Thank you. Good day.
Well?
Well, he looks and acts like a perfectly honest man.
Possibly, but that is not the question. Don't you think, Consul, that this phlegmatic gentleman resembles feature by feature the robber whose description I have received?
I concede that, but then, you know, all descriptions...
Yeah, I'll make certain of it. Excuse me, Consul. Well, my friend, is your passport visa?
Ah, it is you, is it, monsieur? Oui, so this is Suez?
Yes.
In Egypt?
Certainly in Egypt.
Oh, in Egypt. Oh, just think, monsieur. I had no idea that we should go farther than Paris. Oh, by the way, I must buy some shoes and shirts. We came away without trunks, only with a carpet bag.
I will show you an excellent shop for getting what you want. So you left London hastily, then?
I rather think so. Last Friday, at 8 o'clock in the evening, Monsieur Fogg came home from his club, and 3/4 of an hour afterwards, we were off.
Yeah, but where is your master going?
Always straight ahead. He's going round the world.
Round the world?
Yes, and in 80 days. He says it is on a wager, but between us, I don't believe a word of it. Uh-huh. That wouldn't be common sense. There's something else in the wind.
He must be rich.
Mais oui. He is carrying an enormous sum of brand new banknotes with him. And he doesn't spare the money on the way either. He has offered a large reward to the engineer of the Mongolia if he can get us to Bombay well in advance of time.
Have you known your master a long time?
Why, no. I entered his service the very day we left London.
Here is your shop. Good luck on your journey.
Bon chance, monsieur.
Around the world in 80 days. I no longer have any doubt. I've spotted my man. I'll send a dispatch to London for a warrant of arrest to be dispatched instantly to Bombay. Take passage on board the Mongolia, follow my rogue to India, and there, on English ground, arrest him politely with my warrant in my hand and my hand on his shoulder.
If I am not mistaken, you are the gentleman who so kindly volunteered to guide me at Suez.
And you were the servant of the strange Englishman.
Just so, Monsieur...
Fix.
Monsieur Fix, I am charmed to find you on board. I am Passepartout. Where are you bound?
Not you, to Bombay.
C'est magnifique. Have you made this trip before?
Several times. I'm one of the agents of the Peninsula Company.
Oh, then you know India.
Why, yes.
A curious place, this India?
Oh, very curious. Mosques, minarets, temples, fakirs, pagodas, tigers, snakes, elephants. I hope you will have ample time to see the sights.
Oh, I hope so, Monsieur Fix. You see, a man of sound sense ought not to spend his life jumping from a steamer upon a railway train and from a railway train upon a steamer again, pretending to make the tour of the world in 80 days.
I'll never see your master on deck.
Never. He hasn't the least curiosity. He has found partners for whist and plays all day.
Do you know, Mr. Passepartout, that this pretended tour in 80 days may conceal some secret errand? Perhaps a diplomatic mission?
Face, Monsieur Fix. I assure you, I know nothing about it. Nor would I give half a crown to find out.
Thank you, Captain. Here is your reward for getting us to Bombay on the 20th. A gain of 2 days. Passepartout, I shall bid goodbye to my whist partners and get my passport visa'd. You must purchase clothing and be at the station promptly at 8.
Bombay Police?
Yes, sir?
I am a London detective, Fix, in pursuit of the gentleman who robbed the Bank of England.
Ah, yes, we have heard much about that.
Has my warrant arrived from London?
No, nothing from London.
Can you supply me with an order of arrest?
As the matter concerns the London office, they alone can legally deliver the warrant.
Passepartout!
I cannot talk. I am nearly late for the 8 o'clock train.
Passepartout, where have you been? Boarding started.
I had gotten our shirts
Good
in
man,
the...
where are they?
I had some time and was looking around the wondrous city when I saw a splendid pagoda and was seized with an irresistible desire to see its interior. I was lost in admiration of the splendid Brahmin ornamentation which everywhere met my eyes. When 3 enraged priests fell upon me, they tore off my shoes and began to beat me. I was able to knock them down and escape by mingling with the crowd in the streets, but... lost the package.
I hope that this will not happen again. We must get on this train, with or without new clothing.
Yes, sir.
Now his servant has committed an offense on Indian soil. I can get a warrant and have them stopped. I've got my man.
Sir Francis, it's been an unexpected pleasure to have such a fine whist player.
Oh, Mr. Fogg, you run the risk of having some difficulty about this worthy fellow's adventure at the pagoda.
Help.
The government takes particular care that the religious customs of the Indians should be respected. And if your servant were caught, he would delay
if
your...
If he had been caught, he would have been condemned and punished, and then would have quietly returned to Europe. I don't see how this affair could have delayed his master. Shall we play?
Passengers will get out here.
Conductor, where are we?
At the hamlet of Colby.
Do we stop here?
Certainly, the railway isn't finished.
What, not finished?
No, there's still a matter of 50 miles to be laid from here to Allahabad, where the line begins again.
But the papers announced the opening of the railway throughout.
The papers were mistaken.
Yet you sell tickets from Bombay to Calcutta.
No doubt, but the passengers know that they must provide means of transportation for themselves from Colby to Allahabad.
Sir Francis, we will look about for some means of conveyance.
Mr. Fogg, this is a delay greatly to your disadvantage.
No, Sir Francis, it was foreseen.
What? You knew that the way was going
to
be...
Not at all, but I knew that some obstacle or other would sooner or later arise on my route. I have 2 days, which I've already gained, to sacrifice. A steamer leaves Calcutta for Hong Kong at noon on the 25th. This is the 22nd, and we shall reach Calcutta in time.
Monsieur, I think I have found a means of conveyance.
What?
An elephant. It belongs to an Indian.
Let us see this elephant.
Here he is. Okione is his name. He can doubtless travel rapidly for a long time.
Sir, I should like to hire your elephant to take us to Allahabad.
No.
I will offer you £10 an hour for the loan of the beast.
No.
£20?
No.
£40?
No.
I then propose to purchase the animal outright for £1,000.
No.
Mr. Fogg, I advise you to reflect further before you go on.
I am not in the habit of acting rashly. A wager of £20,000 is at stake. The elephant is absolutely necessary, and I will secure him if I have to pay 20 times his value.
But, Mr. Fogg,
I offer you £1,500.
No.
£2,000.
Yes!
What a price, good Evans, for an elephant.
Now, Passepartout, please find a guide and equip the elephant for our travel. Sir Francis, I hope that you will accompany us.
A kind offer that I gladly accept. An elephant ride is more comfortable than one would think.
Gardoon, when do you expect to reach Allahabad?
By evening.
In that case, Mr. Fogg, you would only lose a part of the 48 hours saved since the beginning of the tour.
Kione, go!
What's the matter?
I don't know, officer. Listen, a procession of Brahmins is coming this way. We must prevent their seeing us. Stay hidden.
That is the goddess Kali, the goddess of love and death.
Of death, perhaps, but of love? That ugly old hag?
Shh, shh, shh.
Look at that beautiful young woman they are leading. Oh, she can hardly walk. It is no wonder she is loaded down with jewels and gems.
A suti?
Yes. They've passed.
What is a suti?
When a Parsi man dies, his wife goes with him as a human sacrifice, but a voluntary one. The woman you have just seen will be burned tomorrow at the dawn of day.
Oh, the scoundrels!
The sacrifice which will take place tomorrow at dawn is not a voluntary one.
How do you know?
Everybody knows about this affair. I am a Parsi, and this woman is a Parsi. Her name is Aouda, a celebrated beauty. She received a thoroughly English education as the daughter of a wealthy Bombay merchant, but was left an orphan and married against her will to the old Raja.
But the wretched creature did not seem to be making any resistance.
That was because they had intoxicated her with fumes of hemp and opium.
But where were they taking her?
To the pagoda of Pillaji. She will pass the night there and be sacrificed.
Suppose we save this woman.
Save the woman, Mr. Fogg.
I have yet 12 hours to spare. I can devote them to that.
Why, you are a man of heart.
Sometimes, when I have the time.
Gardoon, can you help us?
Officers, command me as you will.
Excellent.
However, it is certain not only that we shall risk our lives, but horrible tortures if we are taken.
That is foreseen. I think we must wait till night before acting.
There is the pagoda of Pillaji, in which Aouda is imprisoned.
Shh.
Guards are watching at the doors.
And probably the priests are watching within.
We have nothing to do but to go away and...
I am due at Alaba tomorrow before noon. There's still time.
But what can you hope to do? In a few hours it will be daylight and...
The chance may present itself at the last moment. We shall wait and watch for an opportunity.
The hour of sacrifice has come.
They are taking her out of the pagoda.
See the pyre with the Raja's corpse. They will now stretch her out beside her husband's body.
My God, Pog, look, the Raja is rising.
The old Raja was not dead. He's taken up his wife in his arms.
He's descended from the pyre.
Not a fakir, soldier, or priest dare move.
He's coming toward us. Be very still, and he will pass by us.
Is that you, Passepartout?
Oui, let us be off.
How did you...
You have delivered the young woman from death.
Good man.
Yes, but now we must hurry to the elephant before they know I am not the Raja.
How is she?
The drowsiness cannot yet be shaken off.
She will wake. The drugs take time. But Aouda will only be safe by quitting India forever.
The train leaves in 1 hour. We must be on it to reach Calcutta in time to take the steamer for Hong Kong. Passepartout, while you are purchasing for us, you must also purchase Aouda various articles of toilette, a dress, shawl, and some furs.
With great pleasure, master.
Gardoon, you have been serviceable and devoted. This is for your service, but not for your devotion. Would you like to have this elephant?
Your honor is giving me a fortune.
Take him, guide, and I shall still be your debtor.
And if it hadn't been for the quick thinking of Passepartout...
I don't know how I can ever thank you all. It is a harrowing story.
Oh, it wasn't worth telling.
But it was. And although my husband's family thought you were a miracle for only a moment, I believe that you are a miracle.
Oh, it really wasn't anything. Having been both a fireman and an acrobat, it was only natural.
I honestly...
We would like to escort you to Hong Kong, where you might remain safely until you decide what to do.
That will be perfect. I have a Parsi relation who is one of the principal merchants of Hong Kong.
And since it is wholly an English city, you will not be bothered there. Ah, here we are in Benares, and I must leave you. Mr. Fogg, I wish you all success in your journey around the world.
You have been a boon companion for our Indian journey. I hope we meet again.
Young lady, it's been an honor to be of service.
You are most generous.
As for you, Passepartout, a man of many surprises.
Oh, sir.
All aboard for Calcutta!
It is now 7 on the morning of the 25th, and we have reached Calcutta. We are neither behind nor ahead of time. Aouda and I shall proceed at once to the Hong Kong steamer. Passepartout, you shall...
Mr. Phileas Fogg.
I am he.
Is this man your servant?
Yes.
Be good, sir. Both of you wish to follow me.
But we are in a great hurry.
May this young lady go with us?
She may. Right this way. You will appear before Judge Obadiah at 8:30. Please have a seat.
Why, we are prisoners.
Sir, you must leave me to my fate. It is for having saved me that you receive this treatment.
It is quite unlikely I should be arrested for preventing a suttee. There is some mistake. Moreover, I would not abandon you.
But the steamer leaves at noon.
We shall be on board by noon.
Follow me. The first case. This is not my wig.
No, your worship, it is mine.
My dear Mr. Oysterpuff, how can a judge give a wise sentence in a clerk's wig?
Yes, sir, here you are, sir.
The first case.
Phileas Fogg.
I am here.
Passepartout.
Present.
Good. You have been looked for, prisoners, for 2 days on the trains from Bombay.
But of what are we accused?
You are about to be informed. Let the complainants come in.
That's it. Those are the priests who are going to burn our mademoiselle.
Oysterpuff, please read the charge.
The complaint is sacrilege against Phileas Fogg and his servant for having violated a place held consecrated by the Brahmin religion.
You hear the charge?
Yes, sir, and I admit it.
You admit it?
I admit it, and I wish to hear these priests admit, in their turn, what they were going to do at the pagoda of Pillaji.
Sir, we did not
do it. Yes, at the pagoda of Pillaji, where they were on the point of burning their victim.
What victim?
Burn whom?
In Bombay itself?
Bombay?
Certainly. We are talking of the pagoda of Malabar Hill in Bombay.
And as a proof, Here are the desecrator's very shoes, which he left behind him.
My shoes!
The facts are admitted.
Admitted.
Inasmuch as the English law protects the religions of the Indian people, and as the man Passepartout has admitted that he violated the sacred pagode of Malabar Hill, I condemn the said Passepartout to imprisonment for 15 days and a fine of £300.
£300?
Silence.
And as the master must be held responsible for the acts of his servant, I condemn Phileas Fogg to a week's imprisonment.
I offer bail.
You have that right. The bail required for each prisoner will be £1,000.
I will pay it at once.
The rascal is off after all. £2,000 sacrificed. At the rate he is going, the stolen money will soon be exhausted. I must have the warrant from London forwarded to Hong Kong and hurry to arrange my passage on the Rangoon.
Monsieur Fix, why, I left you at Bombay and here you are. Are you going round the world too?
No, I shall stop at Hong Kong.
But how is it I have not seen you on board? It has been 5 days.
Oh, a trifle of seasickness. I've been staying in my berth. And how is Mr. Fogg?
As well and as punctual as ever. Not a day behind time. Oh, but Monsieur Fix, you don't know that we have a young lady with us.
A young lady?
Oui, it was quite an adventure.
We have arrived in Singapore 1 half day ahead of schedule.
This is very good for your wager, especially since you lost so much time in rescuing.
Now, that was nothing. Would you like to see a bit of Singapore while the ship is docked?
It would please me very much.
A carriage ride to the countryside, followed by tea?
Thank you so much. Will Passepartout be joining us?
I'm afraid he has much to do while we're in port.
So just we two.
Shall we?
See, sir, rough weather. Do you think it will cause a delay?
Probably not. Mr. Fogg, I suppose, is anxious to catch the steamer for Yokohama.
Oh, terribly anxious. Shall we be so unfortunate as to lose you when we get to Hong Kong?
I don't know, perhaps.
Oh, you were only in Bombay, or going to Bombay, and here you are in China. America is not too far off, and from America to Europe is only a step. Do you make much by this occupation? As an agent of the Peninsula Company?
Yes and no. There is good and bad in such things. But you must understand that I don't travel at my own expense.
Oh, I am quite sure of that. Au revoir.
Could this Frenchman have found out that I'm a detective? Would he have told his master? Is he an accomplice? Or else he knows nothing about the robbery. And perhaps I can enlist his help. If only the warrant awaits me in Hong Kong, this rough weather may be all to the good for me.
Ooh, Hong Kong looks to be a very interesting city.
Now, Passepartout, you take Aouda in here for tea while I go in search of her cousin.
I could accompany you.
You should be safer here. I shall return soon.
Oh, we are here, Mr. Fogg. Aouda is ordered tea.
Thank you. Aouda, I am afraid that your cousin, Gigi, left China 2 years ago. He retired from business with an immense fortune and has taken up residence in Europe.
What ought I to do, Mr. Fogg?
It is very simple. Go on to Europe.
But I cannot intrude.
You could not intrude. Passepartout.
Monsieur?
We are in luck for our sailing. The Carnatic, which was to have left this morning, was delayed for repairs and now sails tomorrow morning. Go engage 3 cabins.
May I say, Aouda, that I am delighted that you are going to continue the journey with us.
So, Fred, hey, imagine how much easier TWA could make Passepartout's travel arranging today.
Yes, it certainly would. One stop at the TWA office and we could have booked the whole trip. And I could have spent a few days in Paris because the actual flying time could be measured in hours, not days.
Well, Fred, it's nice to have you here with us. I was wondering about your days as a little rascal.
Oh, it was great fun. Actually, my character, Little Shumai, didn't start off as Little Shumai. He actually started off as Little Mai.
Yeah?
Yep. On the first day of shooting, I was really hungry, and I crept into the lunch pail of the director, and he turned around, and he shot me a look, and he said, "Hey, Shumai, Shumai," and that's how I became Little Shumai.
Thank you, Fred. Hey, I'm sure everyone would love to hear about your adventures on a set of The Wizard of Oz as one of the flying monkeys.
Oh, yes.
But we ain't got time for that now.
Okay.
Passepartout's got to book his passage on the Carnatic. But for your travel needs today, don't go by flying monkey. Across the U.S. and overseas, you can depend on TWA.
Ah, and there's that Mr. Fix. I think he is following us, and I suspect he was sent by the gentlemen of the Reform Club. Oh, he cannot be too happy that the Carnatic was delayed. Well, Monsieur Fix, have you decided to go with us as far as America?
Yes, I
knew you could not persuade yourself to separate from us. Come and engage your purse.
Hello, I need to book passage for one on the Carnatic.
And I need to book three separate cabins.
I can accommodate you. And as the repairs on the Carnatic have been completed, the steamer will leave this evening and not next morning as had been announced.
That will suit my master all the better. I will go and let him know.
Passepartout, how about a drink? Looks like a nice tavern there on the quay.
I should have time for a quick drink. Ooh, look, is this a smoking house?
Opium is smoked everywhere in the Celestial Empire. You get used to it. Doesn't mean you can't get a good drink. My treat. We'll have a couple of bottles of port over here.
Merci.
I want to have a serious talk with you.
A serious talk? Well, we'll talk about it tomorrow on the Carnatic. I should be getting to my master soon.
What I have to say concerns your master.
What is it you have to say?
You have guessed who I am?
Papler.
Then I'm going to tell you everything.
I know everything, my friend. And let me tell you that those gentlemen have put themselves to a useless expense.
Useless? It's clear that you don't know how large the sum is.
Of course I do. £20,000.
£55,000?
Well, there's also more reason for not losing an instant.
Listen, if I succeed, I'll get £2,000. If you'll help me, I'll let you have 500 of them.
Help you?
Yes. Help me keep Mr. Fogg here for 2 or 3 days.
Those gentlemen are not satisfied with following my master and suspecting his honor, but they must try to put obstacles in his way.
Now, who do you think I am?
Papler, an agent of the members of the Reform Club.
Listen to me. I am a police detective.
You, a detective?
I will prove it. Here is my commission.
Mon Dieu.
Mr. Fogg's wager is only a pretext.
What?
On the 28th of September, a robbery of £55,000 was committed at the Bank of England by a person whose description answers exactly to that of Mr. Phileas Fogg.
My master is the most honorable of men.
You went into his service the day he came away on this foolish pretext, without trunks and carrying a large amount in banknotes. Are you still bold enough to assert that he is an honest man?
Yes, yes.
Would you like to be arrested as his accomplice?
What do you want of me?
I have tracked Mr. Fogg to this place, but as yet I have failed to receive the warrant of arrest for which I sent to London. You must help me keep him here in Hong Kong.
Ah? Never. Mr. Fix, even should what you say be true, which I deny, I am in his service. I've seen his generosity and goodness, and I will never betray him.
You refuse?
I refuse.
Consider that I've said nothing, and let us drink. 2 more over here, and a pipe.
Yes, let us drink.
Thanks. My friend, have you ever tried the water pipe? Here, take a try.
Oh, interesting.
Try again.
I have heard terrible things about this, but,
He's out for the night. I guess poor Mr. Fogg will not be informed of the Carnatic's new departure time. Now, if that warrant will come in tomorrow, goodbye, Passepartout.
But where can Passepartout be? If he knew the ship was to sail last night, he would certainly have told us.
It is an accident, madam, nothing more.
Were you not like me, sir, a passenger on the Rangoon?
I was, sir, but I have not the honor of...
Pardon me, I thought I should find your servant here.
Do you know where he is, sir?
What, is he not with you?
No, he has not made his appearance since yesterday. Oh. Could he have gone on board the Carnatic without us?
Excuse me, did you intend to sail in the Carnatic?
Yes, sir.
So did I, madam, and I'm excessively disappointed. We must now wait a week for another steamer.
But there are other vessels besides the Carnatic, it seems to me, in the harbor of Hong Kong.
Is your honor looking for a boat?
Have you a boat ready to sail?
Yes, I'm John Bunsby, master of the Tankadere, the best boat in the harbor.
Will you agree to take me to Yokohama?
Is your honor joking?
No, I've missed the Carnatic, and I must get to Yokohama by the 14th at the latest to take the boat for San Francisco.
I'm sorry, but it is impossible.
I offer you £100 per day and an additional reward of £200 if I reach Yokohama in time.
Ah, you're in earnest?
Very much so.
It is a large sum. You know, the San Francisco steamer does not start from Yokohama. It starts from Shanghai.
And when does the boat leave Shanghai?
On the 11th at 7 in the evening. We have therefore 4 days before us.
It is a bargain.
Very well.
Sir, would you care to travel with us?
How kind. I most certainly would.
But what about Passepartout?
So, Fogg will take the boat for San Francisco. Now I see the cleverness of his plan. He's not sailing directly from England to the United States like a common villain. He's traversing 3/4 of the globe, so he may gain the American continent more surely and throw us off his track as he enjoys his fortune. But what should I do? Abandon this man? No, I cannot lose sight of him for an hour. I'm thankful Passepartout is not with his master.
I do not need, pilot, to advise you to use all possible speed.
Trust me, Your Honor. We're carrying all the sail the wind will let us.
It's your trade, not mine, pilot, and I confide in you.
It is hard for me to imagine that we are continuing without Passepartout.
I have left money for the search to continue and for his transportation home. But it does not seem impossible that by some mistake, the man may have embarked on the Carnatic.
Then we might find him at Yokohama. For if the Carnatic is carrying him thither, it would be easy to ascertain if he had been on board.
Mr. Bunsby, it is now the 9th. I'm wondering how this rough sea will affect us.
Well, a typhoon is coming up.
Is the wind north or south?
South.
Good. A typhoon from the south will carry us forward.
Oh, if you take it that way, I've nothing more to say. I must request that you all go below.
I will stay here, but Mr. Fix... would you escort Aouda below?
I will stay here with you, Mr. Fogg.
Me too. It's too stuffy down there.
Please find something to hold on to. I worry for your safety and that of the crew. I think, Your Honor, that we should make for one of the ports on the coast.
I think so too.
Ah, but which one?
I know it, but one.
And that is?
Shanghai. It is just noon on the 10th. We seem to be past the storm.
Well, I am near drowned and starved.
I suggest you all go below and change. A meal will be prepared by the time you are done.
And will we arrive on time, Mr. Bunsby?
I have every hope, sir. We're still 3 miles from Shanghai.
And it is past 7 o'clock on the 11th.
Blast! There's the ship now.
Signal her.
Go ready the cannon.
Hoist your flag. Half mast for the signal of distress.
Fire. They are turning.
Mr. Bunsby, you and your crew have been most accommodating.
We have been to every hotel near the harbor. We are certain that Passepartout arrived on the Carnatic.
Yesterday, yes.
No, too late to see acrobats.
We must find him before the ship sails for America.
You, look, Lou, you in time to see pyramid. Come in, take this seat, sir.
You are very kind, sir, but we are very
busy. Look, I show you.
Sir, we really do not have the...
Why, Mr. Fogg, look at that man on the bottom.
Ah, my master, my master.
The pyramid is falling. Oh, look out, watch out.
Passepartout!
You here?
Myself!
Very well. Let us go to the steamer, young man.
Oh, my shore, you...
Here you are, my good man.
Passepartout, I am so happy to have found you.
Well, I am so happy to be found.
We must hurry. You need proper clothes, and the General Grant sails in 3 hours.
Oui, Master.
Now, you must tell us how you came to be at the bottom of that acrobatic pyramid.
Oh, when I woke on the kinetic and said to myself, it is evident that I have been abominably drunk, and at least I have not missed a steamer, I asked the purser for your rooms, and he replied that he did not know any passengers by the name of Fogg. It was then that I remembered that the time of sailing has changed and that I had not informed you. Oh, it was my fault you'd missed the steamer. My pocket was empty, not a solitary shilling, only 5 or 6 days to decide my future course. When the Carnatic entered the port of Yokohama and I went ashore to wander and considered how to leave this country of the sun, my eyes fell on an immense placard. Acrobatic Japanese troupe. Final performance before departure to the United States. I entered the tent and was accepted into the troupe, so I would have passage to America.
How lucky we were to happen into their performance.
Oh, oui, had you not?
Yes, now we shall have 21 days to recover from these oriental adventures, which I expect to be a calm passage.
Well, halfway across the ocean and they haven't seen me yet. Wish my warrant had arrived sooner. But I have it now, and the second Fogg sets foot on English soil, I have him. Heaven grant there may be some of the stolen money left. What with this spending on transport, rewards, bail, elephants. At least he generally wins at his endless games of whist.
You!
Ah, now, Passepartout, listen to me. Up to this time, I've been Mr. Fogg's adversary. I am now in his game.
Aha! You are convinced he is an honest man.
Now, I think I'm a rascal. But as long as Mr. Fogg was on English ground, it was for my interest to detain him there until my warrant of arrest arrived. I did everything I could to keep him back.
You, flippery, boyan, crappy.
But now I have my warrant, I will do as much to keep obstacles out of his way, as it is only in England that I can arrest him. Then you will ascertain whether you're in the service of a criminal or an honest man. Are we friends?
Friends? No. But allies, perhaps.
Ah, San Francisco. As it is the 3rd of December, we have neither gained nor lost a single day.
Ah, madame, monsieur, as the train tickets, we leave at 6 p.m.
I shall take ours.
I shall now make the usual purchases. Au revoir. I shall see you on the train.
Older, what shall we do with the rest
Mr.
of...
Mr. Fogg.
Is it Mr. Fix?
Ah, could we have crossed the Pacific together and not met on the steamer?
Do you have business in San Francisco?
No, I've been recalled to Europe. I should be delighted to continue the journey in such pleasant company as yours.
The honor is mine.
Might I accompany Madame and yourself in a walk about San Francisco?
Certainly.
Well, this seems to be a political meeting. Perhaps we'd better move on. There may be danger in it.
Yes, blows, even if they're political, are still blows. Ahuda, this way.
For what purpose is this meeting? They are all so agitated.
What, darling, I'd be happy to...
Sir, it is not proper to address a young lady.
Then who are you to tell me what's proper? I'll show you.
Mr. Fogg, watch out.
Mr. Fix, are you all right?
Yeah, come on, Colonel. You need to speak soon.
Englishmen, we will meet again.
When you please. What is your name?
Colonel Sam Proctor, and yours?
Phileas Fogg.
Mr. Fogg?
Shh, he is asleep.
Mr. Fix, on the platform at the last stop, I saw Colonel Proctor, and he got on this train.
That Proctor on this train?
Who is he?
The man who gave me this black eye.
Oh.
Should Mr. Fogg see Colonel Proctor, we could not prevent a collision which might have terrible results.
In 4 days, we shall be in New York. So, we must prevent Mr. Fogg leaving this car during those 4 days.
Where are we?
Still in Wyoming.
Ah.
These are long and slow hours we are passing on the railway.
Yes, but they pass.
You're in the habit of playing whist on the steamers.
Yes, but here I have neither cards nor partners.
Ah, but we can easily buy some cards. And as for partners, if Madam plays...
It is part of an English education.
I myself have some pretensions to playing a good game.
As you please, sir. Passepartout, please acquire 2 packs of cards, some pins, counters, and a shelf covered with cloth.
Finally, I have even begun to do some winning.
If you want to stop him, I would play a diamond.
Sir, I do not require
it's you, is it, Englishman?
I should have known it would be you, interfering in a gentleman's game.
You don't know anything about whist.
Ah, Mr. Fix, you see how the Colonel has again insulted me. Colonel, I challenge you to a duel.
A duel? Well, the next station is Plum Creek. The train will stop there 10 minutes. In 10 minutes, several revolver shots could be exchanged.
Very well. I shall disembark at Plum Creek.
Then I guess you'll stay there, too.
Who knows? In the meantime, we have time to play another hand. Shall we get going?
I'll see you on the platform.
Oh, you can't get off, gentlemen.
Why not?
We are 20 minutes late and we will not stop.
But I'm going to fight a duel with this gentleman.
Oh, I'm sorry. Under any other circumstances, I should have been happy to oblige you. But after all, as you've not had time to fight here, why not fight as we go along?
That wouldn't be convenient, perhaps, for this gentleman.
It would be perfectly, sir.
Well, we really are in America.
Would you all be so kind as to clear this car for a few moments? These two gentlemen have an affair of honor to settle.
Certainly, how exciting.
Gentlemen, you can each go run into the car. Please begin firing at the first whistle of the locomotive. After an interval of 2 minutes, we will return to...
Engines!
What is this?
The train is being attacked by a band of Sioux. I'm going to shoot me some of them varmint.
We are 5 minutes from Fort Kearney. I'll tell the engineer to pull in there.
Where is Aouda?
I'm here. Mr. Fix is right behind me.
The Indians have shot through the brakes. The train can't stop at Fort Kearney.
I can stop the guards at the fort.
Captain, thanks to you and your men, the Indians are gone.
But if your man, Passepartout, had not disconnected the engine from the train,
Captain,
then...
three passengers are missing.
Passepartout is one of them. We must find him.
The delay of a single day would make you lose the steamer at New York, and your bet would be certainly lost.
Captain, do you propose to pursue the Sioux?
These Indians may retreat beyond the Arkansas, and I cannot leave the fort unprotected.
The lives of three men are in question, sir.
Doubtless, can I risk the lives of 50 men to save three?
Very well. I will go alone.
You, sir? Go alone in pursuit of the Indians?
Would you have me leave this poor fellow to perish? Him to whom everyone present owes his life?
You shall not go alone. Volunteers!
Well, I guess I can go. I'm a brave man.
Thank you, Captain.
Will you let me go with you?
Do as you please, sir. But if you wish to do me a favor, you will remain with Aouda in case anything should happen to me.
I will stay.
Aouda, please keep this carpet bag for our return.
Return to me safely, Mr. Fogg.
My friends, I will divide $5,000 among you if we save the prisoners.
I have been an idiot. He is gone and won't come back. How is it that I, Fix, who have in my pocket a warrant for his arrest, have been so fascinated by him? Decidedly, I'm nothing but an ass.
Mr. Fix, there you are. The sun is setting.
I'm certain they will be back soon.
Oh, Mr. Fix, do you not find Mr. Fogg to be a man of simple and noble generosity? He is risking his fortune and his life, all without hesitation.
Yes, madame, that is exactly what I was just thinking. Hey, what can that be? They said it would take at least a day to get a train to take us on.
What's going on?
Hey, folks, the engineers backed our engine up the tracks to us. It'll just take a few minutes to take on coal and hitch the cars back up, and we'll be on our way. All aboard!
Are you really going to start?
At once, madam.
But the prisoners are unfortunate fellow travelers.
I cannot interrupt the trip. We are already 3 hours behind time.
And when will another train pass here from San Francisco?
Tomorrow evening, ma'am.
But then it will be too late. You must wait.
That's impossible. If you wish to go, please board.
I will not go. Mr. Fix, you will wait.
Yes, madam, I will. All aboard!
Captain, it is now morning. Have you heard from Mr. Fogg?
No, ma'am. I'm trying to decide whether to send more men out to look for them.
Oh, you must.
Why? What?
I think it is Mr. Fogg and, yes, Passepartout!
Welcome back, Mr. Fogg. I was wondering if I would see you again.
Aouda, the bag. Here, gentlemen, the the reward you were promised. And thank you for your assistance.
Where is the train?
Gone.
And when does the next train pass here?
Not till this evening.
Ah.
Oh, master, this is all my fault.
If your journey had not been interrupted by these Indians, you would have reached New York on the morning of the 11th.
Yes, with 11 hours to spare before the steamer left.
You must regain 8 hours. Do you wish to try to do so?
On foot?
No, in the air. This man, Professor Marvel, has proposed such a method to me.
Sir, is it possible?
Why, it certainly is. I have here a balloon. I was showing it at the Omaha Fair and got a bit off course.
But he says he has fixed the problem.
And you can get us to Omaha before the train.
Absolutely, I think.
Professor Marvel, if you can get us to Omaha by 1 o'clock, you will receive £1,000.
I'll have you there by 12:30. Follow me.
Auda, are you warm enough?
Certainly, I am fine. Look below at the beauty we can see.
Oh, even as an aerialist, I have never been this high. C'est magnifique.
Professor, how are we doing?
If nothing breaks, we shall get there.
We seem to be going lower.
No.
Are we falling?
No, I need to get low enough to check. Why, there you are. We are crossing the Platte River. We may make Omaha by noon.
Professor, thank you for getting us directly to the train station.
Best go get my balloon up off those tracks. Good luck on the rest of your journey.
Passepartout, please get us all 2 sets of clean clothing. I will get Aouda settled in our car.
I will be right back.
Is this the office of the Cunard Line?
Yes, sir.
I need 4 tickets on the China for Liverpool.
Why, that ship sailed 3/4 hours ago.
And your next ship shipped to England?
December 16th.
France?
December 15th. Does any other line have a sailing today or tomorrow? I'm sorry, gentlemen.
Thank you. We will consult about what is best tomorrow. Come, we will find an hotel. Might I speak to the captain?
I am the captain.
I am Phileas Fogg of London.
Andrew Speedy of Dublin.
You are going to put to sea?
In an hour.
You are bound for...
Bordeaux.
And your cargo?
No freight, going in ballast.
Have you any passengers?
Never have passengers.
Will you carry me and 3 other persons to Liverpool?
No.
No?
No. I'm setting out for Bordeaux and shall go to Bordeaux.
Money is no object?
None.
Well, will you carry me to Bordeaux?
No, not if you paid me $200.
I offer you 2,000.
A piece?
A piece.
Well... Can you be on board at 9 o'clock?
We shall be on board at 9 o'clock.
Au revoir, America.
And you say this ship will take us to Liverpool? What is the cost? I shall want to pay my way.
I won't hear of it. In order to get Captain Speedy to take us on, I've promised 2,000.
Well, 500 is quite a bit.
A person.
Mon Dieu.
What is that pounding I keep hearing?
Captain Speedy was determined to go to Bordeaux, but I've had an interesting talk with the crew, who are not on the best terms with the captain. So I am now in command, and Captain Speedy is a prisoner in his cabin. Sailor, are you certain of what you tell me?
Certain, sir. Since we started, we have kept up hot fires in all our furnaces. And though we had coal enough to go on short steam from New York to Bordeaux, it was not enough to go with all steam from New York to Liverpool. And now, still 2 days from Liverpool, as I predicted, the coal will give out before day's end.
Do not let the fires go down. Keep them up to the last. Passepartout, go below, get the carpet bag, and bring up Captain Speedy.
Oh, he will be like a madman.
I've given the orders, sir, but...
Done, fool bastard! Where are we taking off me bloody ship? Who the hell, where are we?
707 miles from Liverpool.
Pirate!
I have sent for you, sir.
Picarone!
Sir, to ask you to sell me your vessel.
No, by all the devils, no!
But I shall be obliged to burn her.
Burn the Henrietta?
Yes, or at least the upper part of her. The coal is given out.
Burn me vessel? A vessel worth $50,000!
Here are 60,000.
60,000? And I shall still have the iron hull.
The iron hull and the engine. Is it agreed?
Agreed.
The vessel now belongs to me?
Certainly, from the keel to the truck of the mast. Or the wood, that is.
Very well. Have the interior seats bunts and frames pulled down and burn them.
We are about out of wood.
I guess it is time to burn the deck. Master, we have done it! We are back in England on the morning of December 21st. Just a train ride to London.
Which arrives at 8 o'clock and allows me to arrive at the Reform Club at a quarter before 9.
Phileas Fogg, I arrest you in the Queen's name.
Oh, I'm the cause of this new misfortune. When Vix revealed his true character on purpose, why did I not tell Mr. Fogg? He would no doubt have given Vix proof of his innocence. And my master would not now be in jail, losing his wager.
Mr. Fogg.
Tell him.
There is no time to be lost.
Sir, forgive me, most unfortunate resemblance.
Faster.
The robber was arrested 3 days ago. You were free.
Ooh, well, it, Mr. Fogg. Parbleu.
To the train!
Wait. 9 o'clock? 15 minutes late? Having made the tour of the world to be 15 minutes too late?
But can you not...
No. No, madam. Passepartout, you must get provisions for us. I shall take Aouda to Savile Row. Get Aouda's breakfast and please ask her to excuse me from breakfast and dinner. My time will be absorbed all day in putting my affairs to rights. I shall see Aouda this evening.
Mr. Fogg, why do you not curse me? It was my fault that...
I blame no one. Go. Madam, when I decided to bring you far away from the country which was so unsafe for you, I was rich and counted on putting a portion of my fortune at your disposal.
Mr. Fogg.
But now I am ruined.
I know it, Mr. Fogg. And I ask you in my turn, will you forgive me for having followed you and...
Madam, you could not remain in India.
So, Mr. Fogg, not content with rescuing me from a terrible death, you thought yourself bound to secure my comfort in a foreign land.
Yes, madam.
But what will become of you, Mr. Fogg? Your friends...
I have no friends, madam.
Your relatives?
I have no longer any relatives.
I pity you then, Mr. Fogg, for solitude is a sad thing with no heart to which to confide your griefs. They say, though, that misery itself, shared by two sympathetic souls, may be borne with patience.
They say so, madam.
Mr. Fogg, do you wish at once a kinswoman and friend? Will you have me for your wife?
Yes, I am entirely yours. I love you. Passepartout.
Master?
Passepartout, Aouda and I plan to marry.
Oui.
Is it too late to notify Reverend Wilson this evening?
It is only 5 minutes past eight. Will it be for tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yes, Monday.
Yes, for Monday.
Gentlemen, in 40 minutes, the time agreed upon between Mr. Fogg and ourselves will have expired.
What time did the last train arrive from Liverpool?
At 3 minutes past seven, the next does not arrive till 10 minutes after 12.
He has lost, gentlemen.
And we have nothing to do but to present Mr. Fogg's check at Baring's tomorrow.
Mr. Fogg!
What is the matter?
My master, marriage, impossible.
Impossible?
Impossible for tomorrow.
Why so?
Because tomorrow is Sunday.
Monday.
No, today is Saturday.
Saturday? Impossible.
Yes. You have made the mistake of one day. We arrived 24 hours ahead of time.
The international dateline. We passed.
But there are only 10 minutes left.
Let's go!
3 minutes more.
And Fogg could walk in at any moment.
I wouldn't give up my 5,000 of the bet for 4,999.
Someone deal the cards. Oh, I have them.
17 minutes to 9.
By the time this end is through, gentlemen, we will all be £5,000 richer.
16 minutes to 9.
Lay your hand.
Here I am, gentlemen. Is our marriage still agreeable to you?
Mr. Fogg, it is for me to ask that question. You were ruined, but now you are rich again.
Pardon me, madam. My fortune belongs to you. If you had not suggested our marriage, my servant would not have gone to the Reverend Wilson's. I should not have been apprised of my error, and...
Dear Mr. Fogg.
Dear Aouda.
Amour.
and gentlemen, for joining Gotham Radio Theater. Join us next fall for Wooster and Jeeves, the 20th Century, and a reprise of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. One night from Gotham Radio Theater. And remember, across the U.S. and overseas, you can depend on TWA.